The best way to predict the future is to invent it. Stephen Ambrose brings you up to speed on what the future holds as he explores the latest technology as it impacts our lives.
Well, welcome back to IFM and Tech Talk right here, where we talk all the latest technology, all the exciting happenings that are occurring all the time in the tech world. But today I want to bring the whole tone down a bit. I've been doing a lot of thinking around and a lot of reading around something that I would call gentle intelligence. As every day you read more and more about AI this, AI that, they've stuck AI into your washing machine, they've put it into your toaster. There's just AI everywhere. And AI, as a general term, is just losing so much meaning. It's becoming background noise in terms of who you, what you do, how you do it, and what is going on. But fundamentally, at the back end, it is maturing to a level where we are getting into a space where we take it totally for granted. It's no longer special. The same thing happened with fax machines back in 100 years ago. Not quite. The same happened with computers. The same happened with mobile. And the test of any technology is that when it matures to the point that people stop thinking about it and just continue using it. So we'll be focusing very much on wellness, lifestyle, and the gentle intelligence that all this technology is bringing to us over the next little while. But before we get stuck into the interesting tech, I have a quick message from one of our sponsors, and that's Dis-Chem Wellness Clinics. This is the clinics for adults which offers convenient and professional care to help you manage all your health risks. Whether you're having your regular wellness checks, such as blood pressure or cholesterol, Dis-Chem Wellness Clinics offer you a broad range of health screening services, including female health screening with pap smears, family planning, and pregnancy screening. All of this is done fast, quickly, rather, affordably, and done with care. Find your nearest Dis-Chem Wellness Clinic inside Dis-Chem Pharmacies. Better health always starts with better knowledge. And back to where we are. I'm going to start off with my gadget of the week. As I said, as you've noticed over the last couple of my loyal listeners, I've changed the format a little and I start with my favorite topic, gadgets. But we'll have to be back with that straight after this.
This is Tech Talk with Stephen Ambrose on 101.9 High FM.
Well, welcome back, and let's talk about a subject that you see everywhere all the time. Everybody's wandering around, well, certainly most people I see, with little things sticking out of their ears. It would have been really funny many years ago, but now it has become completely and utterly accepted. People cycle with it, people drive with it, not recommended. People walk around the streets, also not entirely recommended, but you fly with it and you travel everywhere. And these are earbuds. And there are hundreds, if not thousands, of different little earbuds at all price levels, from a couple of hundred rand all the way up to many thousand rand. And they are just becoming increasingly undifferentiated, as if they ever were. Some of them got little sticks sticking out, some of them don't. But the simple fact is that they are the most convenient ways of keeping your conversations, your music, and everything else you do on your mobile device, or any other device for that matter, entirely private. But one of the latest from a large company that really knows their stuff in the mobile and wearable space, that's Samsung, the Galaxy Buds 4 and the 4, the 4S and the standard 4, the 4 Pro, I should say, not the S. There's too many funny little letters after the name of names. But Buds 4 and Buds 4 Pro are two little earbuds that I've been playing with over the last couple of weeks and trying to get to grips with what makes them as good as they are. Well, the real bottom line is these Samsung Galaxy Buds often come with a Galaxy phone. You take them for granted. You just use them. I know that Samsung, with the launch of the S26, as usual, always do a little special where you get buds or phones or watches or something as part of the deal. But most of us have a pair of earbuds. They're great for training, they're great for walking, and sometimes great for just sitting back and listening. Nothing beats a really good quality pair of over-ear, especially open headphones, ones that are allowed to let the sound flow both ways. Not great for the crowd, and certainly not to be done in polite company, But definitely, from a sound point of view, the open headphones, over-ear headphones, give you the best quality sound, bass, and overall everything. But they're expensive and not particularly convenient. So back to the buds, that little aside, but I'll talk about that later. Had an interesting week visiting an old friend and an old audio company that for many years I represented in South Africa, but we'll get back to that. So basically, if you are looking, and I'll cut to the chase on this, if you're looking for a really good quality and extremely well technically presented set of earbuds, I was seriously impressed with the quality that the Galaxy Buds 4 series offer. One, they look pretty futuristic. They're quite clean. They've got a silver sort of little sticky thing where the antennas and batteries lie. And they definitely have an improved range of, compared to some of the older ones, I've not had the pleasure of trying for extended periods some of the recent older ones, but certainly a year or 2 years ago, I had a couple of pairs and I've still got them and I use them quite a bit. All the way to those funny little bean ones that they launched many years ago. But back to the Galaxy Buds 4. If you're looking for a really good pair of headphones, or earbuds, not headphones, earbuds, that will connect to any phone. Obviously, very simply, using it within the Galaxy Samsung ecosystem, they connect very quickly. They have all the various options in terms of sound quality, sound tuning, and everything else that comes with the latest Samsung phones. And for the most part, they sound with a Samsung device exceedingly good. They really do. They've got very good quality sound. You've got all the optimization that tests your hearing and allows the sound to be as close to optimum for your own particular hearing style or preferences. But I've tried them with many other phones, with iPhones, with other devices, and they work equally as well. Maybe some of the options are not quite as extensive, but they certainly pair cleanly, sound amazing, and work extremely well. But they also, and this is where it gets super interesting, we were talking about AI that makes your life easier and certainly blends into the background. When you combine a Galaxy Bud 4 with a Galaxy AI device like the S26 and S24, 25 as well, you get intuitive gestures or voice controls that really do respect a natural flow of your interaction with these things. So if you have a Galaxy device, sonically, I've not heard headphones that are far more refined or far better than these in that space at all. I've tried a number of them, from Sennheiser's to some really expensive ones briefly. In fact, B&O have got a pair of ear jewelry that look absolutely amazing. Haven't heard them yet, but I'm going to try in the nearish future. But still, for a moderate price, and I mean, the pricing is extremely variable, but they're very competitive with everything else that's out there, including the sort of ubiquitous Apple earbuds. But sonically, I found them to be extremely smooth. The bass is really okay, not exceptional for something that small with a woofer that small. But certainly the multi-driver, long battery life, tuned spectrum quality of these headphones is really, really good. And the adaptive active noise cancellation is remarkable. There's none of that pressure in your ear that you sometimes get from noise cancelling headphones. And it's just a clean, easy silence. As soon as you engage it, the background noise disappears and the music and the voice and whatever it is that you're doing on them really seems to settle in and become really good. But what was really cool is that if you're immersed in a podcast while you're traveling or enjoying some music while you're reading, it does allow you to disconnect from the world around you, and the buds sort of become part of your process. They're easy to operate. The touch is very sensitive and very accurate, and it becomes a very simple thing to do. So if you are, just to cut a very long and detailed review down to a couple of simple things, very easy to engage something called transparency mode. Again, I would not recommend that you drive cars or operate equipment using these headphones with transparency mode. It can be a little distracting, but certainly transparency mode does bring the outside in and you can hear other people while you listen to other things. And it worked extremely well, especially with noise cancelling, which is pretty interesting. You would imagine that noise cancelling would interfere with transparency mode, but it doesn't, which is really good. So if you're looking for a pair of real new recent earbuds that definitely are up there with all the best on the market at prices that can be very competitive, then I would highly recommend the new Samsung Galaxy Buds, either the 4 or the 4 Pro. The ANC, the automatic noise cancelling, is excellent. The sound quality is really very good, very refined. Obviously, depending on your source, you can hear the difference between, let's say, compressed MP3 style and uncompressed hi-fi style music, which comes from Tidal and other, you know, other full non-compressed music sources. So and they're that good to give you a very clear distinction between the two. So they fit into the flow of your day. They certainly do help create moments of quiet and peace if you've got a crazy day. If you're commuting on a train or a bus or plane or wherever it is that you're going, or a passenger in a car and you really don't want to listen to the rest of the kids making a racket, that's fine. But generally, a very good quality set of head of earbuds, charge well, the case is excellent. I really found them to be overall very simple to use, very simple to pair, and sound quality really has come a long way in terms of refinement and quality from all types of music, from electronic all the way through to rap, classical, jazz, significantly improved sound quality with very good noise cancelling, probably some right up there with the best of all of them, and available pretty much anywhere with good service, good support. And when you use them with Samsung devices, the sheer AI-enhanced interaction certainly makes using them extremely simple. Though most of that remains with non-Samsung. Obviously, once you're in the ecosystem, things get a little bit smoother. And on that note, we're going to have a quick break for our sponsors. I have another really interesting little live read. We'll get to that right now. And Thursdays and Fridays means fresh magic at the Family Bakehouse. Golden challahs, babkas, biscuits and cakes baked in small batches with no shortcuts. Sounds like the headphones. Perfect for Shabbat or the weekend. Find the Family Bakehouse at Genesis, Aurochs and selected distribution centers around Johannesburg. And on that note, we'll be back straight after this for a long discussion about a really interesting topic. We'll be back after this.
This is Tech Talk with Stephen Ambrose on 101.9 High FM.
Well, welcome back. And as usual, in our middle of the program, our Tech Talk Cafe segment, basically, we will discuss the heart of the wildlife. We all live a wildlife, whether we like it or not. Being able to go to some sort of treasure or desert island somewhere and totally disconnect or digitally detox, as the sort of Farahis goes, is virtually impossible. We get up in the morning, the phone is demanding attention. Again, a lot of wellness gurus say, do not get up in the morning and start scrolling through your social media feed immediately. And certainly do not go to bed at night with a device emitting all this harmful blue light into your eyes and keeping your brain all stimulated. I think to some extent some of that is true, but it's more of your process and how you manage to switch off and get a good night's rest or wake up and have a morning process that works for you. I do both of those things and I've survived many years relatively well, so I'm not giving any advice that people don't really want. But the fact is, we live in a wired world. Everything is connected. Everything is part of everything. And as I alluded to a little earlier, switching out of this into the wonders of music, the wonders of analog, and trying to just enjoy what life has to offer is probably something we're all searching for. We live in incredibly interesting times. Things seem to be rushing out of at a pace that no one can understand. World events, local events, just general life seems to be extremely hectic, despite the promise that technology was going to make everything better. And for the most part, I actually think people are missing the point. for many of us, technology has, in fact, made things way better. Our knowledge, our understanding, our ability to search, and now to use AI to help us get sort of mundane tasks done has never been better. But in the segment, I just want to talk a little bit about health and wellness. I think we'll focus more and more of that, because that is still is and always has been a fairly sort of big topic within technology. And wearables have gone through many phases of ups and downs. One stage, everything was all about having a wearable that tracked everything and gave you advice on anything and just generally became your wrist companion to your technological life, from sleep to exercise, you name it, it was available. Those, the sort of heat around that has faded somewhat, and yet I challenge you to look at your wrist and speak to a friend. How many of you are wearing some form of tracker right now? From an Apple Watch, which is pretty ubiquitous, to any one of the Android watches, to the Fitbits, which still exist in an interesting but strange way. A little bit more about that in a minute. But many, Whoop has become the huge, the Hume band, all these type of, Amazon have got one as well. And now, I may as well let the cat out of the bag, released in the last few days, is the new, brand new Fitbit Air from Google. Google bought Fitbit many years ago, and the brand seems to have simply faded away from, it got subsumed into this massive Google ecosystem, and it was very hard for it to remain particularly relevant. I was a big fan of Fitbit. I tried all their basic, all of their devices over the years, went to many events around Fitbit, and they were all focused on health and wellness and understanding what was going on. And for the last 3-4 years, in fact, since COVID sort of disrupted the world, the whole vibe around that has gone away. But I think Fitbit being acquired by Google certainly made them less relevant or less noticeable within the context of the space. Well, that may be about to change. Google have now, one of the last into this, as I said, Amazon have done it, Whoop, Hume. There are a number of faceless bands that give you all this information tied to a very, very smart app. Obviously, the app is using all sorts of AI to track and to advise and to engage and to give you things. But the new Fitbit Air band has two things going for it. One, the massive AI of Google and Alphabet behind it. There's no question that certainly they may have been not the fastest in the AI space because they were trying to protect the Google and Google it type search engine vibe. But certainly now, once you use, you know, the AI out of Google, you are not getting anything lesser than pretty much all the other AI platforms that are out there. And when that is applied to something like health, the sheer quantity of information and data that Google has certainly sets it apart from almost any other AI platform out there. A topic for another day, but the thing is, the AI is only as good as the information then on which it's trained. And Google certainly has access to more information than from pretty much anybody. So link that along with an app and a new Fitbit Air, which you can Google it, it's, or look it up on AI. It's now available around the world. I'm not sure, and I've not been able to find out when it'll come to South Africa, but I'm sure it will in the nearish future. But it is a $99, which is significantly cheaper than some of the other sort of faceless bands that are out there. It also doesn't come with any subscription, which makes a huge difference. Some of the bands do, and they're quite expensive. Yes, they offer really polished apps with incredible information about wellness, et cetera, et cetera. But from what I can see on this launch is that the app and the band collects insights and offers personalized guidance using the incredible power of AI. And it is a fabric band. It's simply with a tiny little sort of sensor holder underneath. It's simple. It allows you to wear it in either a wrist, so you can carry on using whatever phone or whatever watch, whatever device that you like. And it has extremely long battery life. has a lot of interesting little fabric bands that you can change to suit your fashion tastes of the day. And it tracks heart rate, sleep patterns, recovery, and all sorts of daily rhythms. And it will be, as I say, under around about 1800 Rand, 1900 Rand, 7 days of battery life, Gemini AI all built in under the Google Health app. And it becomes incredibly useful in a very unintrusive way. So instead of bombarding you with numbers, it offers gentle coaching, suggests the best time for a walk, recovery days when your body needs rests, or small adjustments that you need to make to improve sleep quality. And on that note, just interestingly, quick segue, Discovery in their Vitality program have made sleep one of the main pillars of wellness. And more, I understand that Discovery has hundreds of millions of people's lives that they've been tracking really deeply through supplying health insurance, et cetera. So they have unbelievable data on what contributes towards the wellness or lack of wellness of people across the world. And they're using that information to create a requirement around health. They're offering health bands like the Ring, the Aura Ring in South Africa, for very no price if you follow the program to the letter. No one has enough time in the day to follow all Discovery's health programs. I must admit they need some AI simplification as far as I'm concerned. But still, the point being is that sleep has become an incredible indicator of wellness. They believe there's direct correlation between health and sleep and all the various high blood pressure, heart issues, cancers, you name it, all those autoimmune diseases, all of those seem to link back to patterns of sleep that are not appropriate or not healthy. So all of that becomes really interesting to have some sort of device that does it. And I have absolutely no doubt that they will integrate the new Google Fitbit into that program in the nearish future. But for all of us, balancing work, family, personal time, that sort of discreet, you know, support where it just gently reminds you, you know, it's a good time to get up off that couch, take a walk around the garden, take a walk down the street, depending on where you live, play some games with the kids, you name it, certainly becomes an unobtrusive and not even, you don't have to do much. It just suggests to you, a little beep beep on your phone or the band shakes or something. Hey, get up and move, do something. The Fitbit Air is just part of a wider welcome shift that I'm seeing in 2026. AI is moving from flashy gimmicks or sort of coolness of saving you time in the day into truly helpful everyday tools. Some focused on wellness, a good chunk of them, but also on just simply smoothing your way through work that has become incredibly repetitive. So if anything is a process, and this for me sums up where we are currently with AI, never mind the growth of agents and setting up skills and all the other stuff that you can do with AI in order to automate your day, but any process that has certain steps or certain procedures within it can be automated within the space of AI. And wellness is no different to any of those. There's a process, a procedure, supplements that you take, activities that you partake in, calm zones that you're involved in, and all the rest, because a balance within the health and wellness world includes all of the above: nutrition, activity, rest, recovery, and just general pressure that happens in a day. And things like the earbuds I was talking about, having those, and you'll see the whole theme of this show is definitely wellness in the wired world. But all of those and your patterns and the variabilities of heart rate and stress can be managed, monitored, and advised through some form of AI platform. And whether that's the Google Health platform, there are many, many, many out there. Breathing, you name it, sounds, you can even connect it to your lighting and sound system to support your routines. So AI, along with so many of these platforms, can really do an enormous amount. And watch the space, the integration of all this is coming more and more, from health tracking scales, for example, that check your body weight, your body water, all sorts of other important things, fat percentages. It then recommends nutrition patterns. It also looks at your stress responses, can link that to your wearable. It can advise you against so many of these things. And not against, when I say can advise you for so many different ways of working. And as these technologies become more and more integrated, we're now looking at situations where not only are you tracking, you're also setting up routines that are optimal for you personally, not just generic. We've all heard 1,000 things. You must take this supplement, or you must get involved in that thing, and padel's better than squash, and squash is better than running, and you name it. But all of that stuff depends on very personal things. And when you start engaging in all these various activities between work and play and activity and whatever, if it's tracked, monitored by AI, linked to all the various other elements, and more increasingly to health markers such as blood glucose, heart rates, blood pressure, you name it. And all of that is starting to come together in a fairly coherent manner and looking at nutrition, take a picture of your food, it'll analyze what you're eating, look at the macros, the proteins and the carbs and all that stuff, and start recommending to you what you should be doing for your level of activity. It can even link to traditional medicine where you have blood, you go and you have your blood panel done for your general wellness check. We're talking about it with Dis-Chem. And when you insert that into the AI, it starts looking at all these various things and drawing up correlations. This is not medical advice. Please do not use AI for true medical advice. But in terms of giving you guidance within health and wellness that is perfectly within the normal realms, not disease control, not prevention or help, but certainly just general wellness, we're finding more and more of these platforms, along with the indicators and all the information that is coming with that, is going to be really useful should, heaven forbid, something really go wrong and you do have a serious medical issue. But generally, wellness, calm, all that stuff that happens. So think of AI in many ways as a modern curator of your well-being. It's a hyper-intelligent, well-connected digital platform that allows you to link so many unlinked things in your past and allow you to plan coherent programs that include nutrition, exercise, work balance, et cetera, et cetera, and bring maybe a little bit of clarity and calm to the general day of craziness, and all with history. So that for me is the biggest and most important thing that I've found through these various platforms. You get a very balanced perspective. Now, you've got to approach all of this with some form of wisdom. These AI companions shine brightest when they support and never replace the fundamentals. So they advise you about fine-tuning your movement, your activity. They advise you around real human connections, timing, how much time outdoor, et cetera, et cetera. And all of this can aid the guidance you get from healthcare professionals. So again, don't ever think that you can second guess the real science. The one thing that people seem to forget, and a lot of people I've spoken to are now using AI as a guide to their wellness. They have a symptom, they put it into AI, they come up with a whole sort of plan, is that you do not have the context nor the training. Doctors and the medical profession and most science has gone through a rigorous protocol of research and refinement and intelligence and just general growth over the years. So you can't replace that with a quick, you know, prompt on AI, no matter how smart it is. But it certainly can assist and give you so much guidance for the day-to-day activities and everything that you do. So generally, most sophisticated users treat this as enhancers, not dictators of their day. And obviously, privacy and the data where it's processed becomes a big deal. But to sum up before we take our next break, within the whole sort of guided wellness environment, more and more tools are linking to more and more platforms. These platforms are all talking using AI to each other and coming up with much more nuanced and very important information based on subtle signals that you might absolutely miss, variability of stress, which the bands and all those devices pick up. And the implications of that may indicate to you that you have some sort of issue that you need to deal with. So on that note, staying with the wellness of tech, we're going to have a quick break for our sponsors. But before we do that, a quick live read. And then we will be back with some more news and information around all the crazy tech that's hitting our world. Just wanted to take a quick break around wellness and put all this interesting stuff into perspective. Now, our next live read is, we, that's us at Hi FM, want to hear from you. Hi FM is updating our Voices of Hi, and we need your voice, our list, to do it. Send us a voice note, 30 seconds or less, and tell us why you listen and why are you part of the Hi FM community. What keeps you listening? We really want to do a little bit of intelligence and finding out. What does this station mean to you? Send your voice note to 061-895-1019. That is 061-895-1019. And really, we can't wait to hear from you. You're our listeners, and that's why we get up in the morning and produce these shows. So send us that information last time, 061-895-1019. Short voice note, and we will use that information and come back to you with some really good feedback. And we'll be back straight after this.
This is Tech Talk with Stephen Ambrose on 101.9 Hi FM.
Well, welcome back. And staying in our sort of wellness bubble, staying in our thoughtful tech bubble, I just have some interesting news that I've been following quite closely, and it relates to AI in a fairly unsubtle way. There's been a lot of reports out there in the last week or so about disappearing data on your hard drive. Now, many of us on our laptops and computers are now using what is called solid state drives. And many of them are not very big, from 256 gig up to 1 terabyte, which is pretty large. But still, you find that that space fills up really quickly. And then we use cloud to offload the operating systems getting, and some of the storage platforms like OneDrive and Dropbox get very clever at offloading files you don't use into the cloud. The only danger is, should you lose access or stop paying for your cloud files, you tend to lose access to your data. Nasty. So be very aware of that. Try to have a backup, just by the by. Try to have a backup of all your critical documents, personal documents, files of that nature, copies of documents that are relevant to your business or your life, wills, you name it, on some form of fixed drive within your premises that you can always, so physically, not on that laptop, but on a hard drive, on a stick somewhere, just as a backup, keep it, stick it in the safe. Who knows when you'll need that data? It's very important to have access to critical documents and not trust the cloud for absolutely everything. You could lose access to the internet, need a file. You could lose your OneDrive and need a file. So on that note, we'll move ahead. But there's been something that Google Chrome has been doing, and they could be secretly downloading a 4 gigabyte file to your hard drive for a really interesting reason. It's an on-device AI model to computers running Google Chrome. Chrome is the browser. And it allegedly, now I've been trying to follow this up and find out what's going on, without the consent or the option to decline the download. So some users out there have been reporting that this model caused performance issues, hard drive, scale, memory, because you load a 4 gig AI model or an AI model of any sort into your memory. If you've got limited 8 gig, even 16 gig of memory, you could land up with performance issues where your keyboard lags and your screen's not responsive and weird stuff is happening. So there was a writer, a privacy lawyer, Alexander Humph. He wrote about the situation where he found that Google had secretly downloaded this file onto the system. And basically, this puts an AI model on your device without you asking for it. And the reason that does that is that running the access to data is one thing. So the request for data through an AI model is another, but the processing of that data and the interface with you, the person requesting information through an AI model, can be done locally. One, it speeds up a lot of things and makes the response of the device extremely fast. And for many people, running a local AI model makes a lot of sense. It keeps the requests very private. So there are a lot of positives: privacy, control, and local speed of execution, and the amount of data that you're shifting up and down reduces considerably. So there's a lot of good reason to run an AI model. It's like having local search, but many of us don't even realize how much local search you used to get done through the operating system, through Chrome, rather than always sending off information to the web. So the same thing is now extended into AI. And this download is triggered where all Chrome's AI features are active. And that becomes really relevant in terms of what we are doing. But if the machine reaches the sort of hardware things, the AI Chrome feature is enabled and it downloads this thing. So for some people, it won't be a problem. For most of us, it might land up being a problem on two levels. One, privacy. Why would you then become part of the Gemini compute? Instead of them having it running on their servers, they're running it distributed across millions of computers around the world, which saves them enormous amounts of money. But two is the privacy. You do not have the right to put anything, to operate any form of platform on my computer without my consent. So I think we're going to see an explicit, and I'll tell you in a second, if you're techie enough, you can find out what it is. The file is called, I'm just looking for it. It's called, sorry, I had it here and I got a little bit lost in my speech. I'll tell you in a second. But anyway, this device or this file, once downloaded, executes and runs a local version of Gemini and allows you to do certain things. But it does breach South African Protection of Personal Information, POPIA, and GDPR in many places. And it's really not smart to have someone else's hardware running on your own device at all times and all periods. So I will find, sorry, again, I've just misplaced what that file is called, and you can do a quick search for it on your hard drive to see if it's there. But if you do find it, you can delete it and look it up online, and you'll find a way to completely delete it and stop it from occurring again. But that's just a word of caution, and in many cases, just something to watch out for where AI has become a little too comfortable and downloading stuff. Now, another story that has crossed my desk over the last little while, and again, this has been long in coming. I've been watching the whole DSTV debacle or change over the last few years. And from being the only and extremely well-run and profitable media platform in South Africa and for most of Africa, because delivery was essentially free through satellite. You needed a decoder, you needed a dish. They're still all over the show. And you had access to global programs and sport and all sorts of actuality stuff, and really a huge range for moderate money. It was never cheap. The full DSTV program was never cheap, but it was accessible to millions. In fact, at one point, they had over 8 million subscribers in South Africa, nearly 8.2 million subscribers in South Africa as recently as 2021. And today, it's probably down to the 6 million range and dropping considerably. The speed of the decline has been pretty intense. So to go from over 8 million to just under 6 million in the space of 3-4 years is massive. And the large proportion of those are premium subscribers, the ones that are spending the most and viewing the most programs. Now, as you may or may not know, Now Plus, which is a French organization, have bought DSTV in South Africa, and they've made a number of changes. They've slashed certain programs that are not there. They got rid of Showmax and incorporated much of the Showmax stuff into the back end of DSTV's app. And none of that has really changed much. Again, their streaming platform breaks one major barrier that is really a pain in the neck for me. You can stream two concurrent, which is not enough. And on that note, I'll have to have another break for our quick live reads and also for our sponsors. I'm going to do one or two live reads now, and then we'll be back after that. On Mother's Day, spoil mom properly at the Bakehouse Cafe. Join us for an incredible Mother's Day buffet packed with absolutely delicious food, from fresh pastries and breakfast favorites to salads, hot dishes, and so much more. It's just 250 Rand per person, and this includes cold drinks as well as kids' area for the little ones. And honestly, the best food in town, guaranteed. Bookings are essential, so WhatsApp Liat now on 065-585-7223 and make this Mother's Day extra special at the Bakehouse. And lastly, are you looking to reach an engaged, loyal audience? This is very important. Pay attention now. There is no better place to do it than right here on Chai FM. Our listeners tune in every day for music, conversation, tech news, and news they can trust. When you advertise on Chai FM, you're not just buying airtime. You are becoming part of a community that genuinely listens and enjoys what we say, I hope. Whether you're a small business or an established brand, we'd love to have a conversation about how we can work together. WhatsApp us on 061-895-1019. That's 061-895-1019. Or email us at info@chaifm.com, and we'll reach out to you and tell you what we can do together. Chai FM, part of your day, every day. And on that note, we can have a quick break for our sponsors, and they'll be back with an interesting on-topic app of the day that I think most of us could use every day.
This is Tech Talk with Stephen Ambrose on 101.9 Chai FM.
Welcome back. And just to wrap up very quickly around the latest news, and I didn't really speak about what's happening with DSTV. Unfortunately, I think we are seeing the streaming game and the pricing of the streaming game. South Africa actually gets some very competitive pricing compared to around the world. I think they've realized that the spending power of the rand is not as great as it should be. So pricing of streaming has become competitive in terms of what you need to do between Netflix and Prime and Disney and other streaming platforms. The choice of content, even some of the free Google, YouTube stuff, has become really compelling in terms of entertainment, listening to stuff whenever you want, and the flexibility. I cannot remember the last time I sat and waited for a live streamed sequential program to unfold, or set a reminder to get down to the TV to watch something at a particular time, unless it's an event, a sports event, a space launch, or some particular thing, a coronation or something. Other than that, not even once in the last many, many years. So we are definitely seeing a fundamental shift in the consumption of content market. And DSTV, although ubiquitous in Southern Africa, easy to get from even the most rural place as long as you could point a satellite dish at the sky, is learning the hard way that shifts tend to change things. CDs, records gave way to CDs, tapes fiddled along a little on that path. But ultimately, they both died as streaming and the internet became ubiquitous. And I think that satellite delivery platforms, cable TV in the US, is definitely giving way to internet-based, on-demand content that will completely change. And the monetization of that is a big deal. The hassle really is that DSTV did create enormous amounts of local content wherever they landed. And that in and of itself has become very important. There are very few people, I mean, you do see it now and then, South African content on streaming platforms like Netflix. Netflix have become a big player in that space in South Africa. And a lot of local and international programs have been recorded or planned or done in South Africa. So the streaming platforms do spend an inordinate amount of money on new and fresh product. and programs. But DSTV were particularly good at local stuff within the local context. So it's not all good news that they're losing their sort of product base in the millions over the last little while. And if this trend continues, they don't find a way to kick it or stop it, they are actually going to have no customers in a few years, not even a long time. So watch the space. I think there's, again, fundamental shifts coming. And before we end the show, just want to have a quick shout out for an app I've been playing with over the last little while. And it's part of the whole lifestyle, fitness, sort of wellness environment. And that is an app called Calm. Calm, C-A-L-M. Have a look. It's available on Android or on iOS, so your iPhone. And it's a smart, intelligent app that really does bring all sorts of, some of it sounds super esoteric and very much, you know, stuff that you would worry about, mental health and et cetera, et cetera. But all of that is really important. And sometimes you do need a helper, a guide that will allow you both through audio, through all sorts of stuff. So try the Calm app, download it. It's got a free tier. Unfortunately, they then bombard you with rubbish, but that's another story. But try the Calm app in terms of a product that will give you the ability to really do a little bit of meditation, calm down in the evening, and cue to you on how best to handle the craziness that's in the world right now. And on that note, I'm afraid we have to wrap up and call it a day. That's another hour gone talking tech, my favorite subject. And we'll be back same time, same place every week on Friday right here on High FM.